In today's gospel, the man who is ill thought that there was only one way that he could be healed. Someone had to bring him down to the water, and that was the only way that God would be able to heal him. Sometimes we forget how God is not restricted in the way that many times we as human beings restrict God. Part of the healing that needed to take place for this man first was for him to be freed of thinking, oh, the only way God can heal me is this particular way. Once he was released of that particular way of thinking that the healing can only come in this way, he then was open to the best way that Jesus was desiring to heal him. In our lives, that's something important for us to remember, whether it be healing from a physical illness, healing from an emotional illness, or healing from a spiritual illness that we commit some particular sin, have a particular vice, etc. We sometimes can fall into a pattern of thinking, oh, the healing, the freedom can only happen in this way. One of the most common errors being, well, I've got to change it from a place of self-reliance rather than a place of reliance on God. Or sometimes even saying, oh, it's only this human instrument. God certainly uses human instruments most of the time as his instruments of healing. But even that, sometimes we can fall into a place of lie, that it must be this human instrument when maybe God's inviting another human instrument or another way for that to happen. Part of the purpose of Lent is for us to strip away all of those ways that we can put God in a box, that we think, oh, the encounter with God can only happen in this particular way. And it's not just the man who was in need of healing who did that. Those who should have been rejoicing at the man's healing did the same thing as well. They got so focused on, oh, well, work shouldn't happen at this particular time, that they missed clearly the work that God had done. The whole reason of not working on the Sabbath was the idea of being able to encounter God's rest and God's recreation. And literally they missed a miracle of how God healed someone, of how God brought about the true purpose of the Sabbath to fulfillment in the healing of this man. But they had put God into a box, and they missed what God was trying to do in that way. It's something that all of us can fall into the trap of from time to time. And so especially, let us ask God for freedom from that lie, for those ways that we restrict God, for those ways that we miss God, for those ways that we think as human beings do. And instead, Lord, help me to think more as you do.